Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Have you kissed the whiteboard today?
No, I haven't. That's a weird way to start this podcast. But
I mean, it's a question that everybody's been asking.
So we do a coin flip every single day to see who wins custody of Kyle. And, you know, whether it's a team Melissa or team Austin Day. I think we've talked about it on this podcast before.
Yeah.
But this year, you know, new year, new us, we decided, hey, let's turn it up a notch. So not only do we do the coin flip, but whoever loses the coin flip then has to spin a wheel. And the wheel has a bunch of punishments on it. I, of course, lost the coin flip today, and we spun the wheel, and my punishment today is I have to kiss the whiteboard.
Yeah, yes. Well, I had to kiss it yesterday, and then Austin said, oh, you have to French kiss it.
I was joking. I didn't think you would actually do it.
And so today, since you got the same thing, I think you need to
French kiss it. I'm not French kissing it. I told you that. I said, if I have to do it, I'm not French kissing it.
You need to French kiss it.
But I'll say one of the punishments we should add to the wheel. Here's an idea.
Oh, God.
Eat a green banana.
Ew. Oh, yesterday.
Yesterday? I had. Okay.
Normally, they're
good. I'm not going to add it only because then we got to find a green banana. Yeah, and it's just going to be a headache.
I know. But
normally, green bananas are very, like, almost sweet sour. I love them green. There was something
seriously wrong with that. And it had the consistency of chalk.
Yeah, it's chalky.
I had it chalky in my mouth because he wasn't eating it. And I thought, this is great. I love green bananas. So I took a bite and it was gross.
My first tell should have been that I couldn't peel it. I could not peel the banana at all. Today, banana's just a little more yellow. Still pretty green.
Oh, you going to test it?
Yeah.
Same. It's from the same bunch?
The same bunch.
Ooh, I think something's wrong with that bunch. It's just a day older.
And sometimes, like,
I also think it's the bunch is too new. It's not, the bananas aren't ready yet.
I've had bananas that weren't quite ready, and I've peeled them, and they have not tasted like they did yesterday.
I think you guys are right. But you know what's funny is sometimes, and our boss Marcy has confirmed this, that when you bring the banana up higher levels, like we're on, the 10th floor?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that helps to ripen them.
It does.
Yeah.
100%
like the height.
True.
Mm-hmm. And so, but I don't think it helped at all with today's banana. So I'm going to take a bite of this.
Ugh. Oh, I'm scared.
Why are you doing this?
I'm scared too. Yesterday's flavor, like I still have it in my mouth a little bit.
Ugh.
So felt like gross. Eating chalk, street chalk.
And it tasted terrible too.
It did. It tasted like chalk. Like a
tasted
pink.
Tasted worse than
pink chalk.
Ugh.
Okay, here he goes. Bite.
That's a hard bite for a banana. That does not.
Consistency is already better.
Okay.
What about the flavor?
Wait.
Something was wrong. See?
Oh.
Let me see
that
peel.
Something is wrong with those bananas.
Let me see the aftertaste. It's like a chalky aftertaste.
Let me see the peel.
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
That should... I mean, it is green.
It's very green.
Damn it. This is a second banana I've had to waste this week.
You have to wait. That's what my local grocery store...
Don't keep eating it.
Yeah, what are you doing? My local grocery store... We do, we do grocery store pickup. And so like you order online and then obviously they bring it out to your car. And when we order bananas, they never give me bananas that are ready. They always give me green bananas that I have to wait like three or 4 days.
Yeah, that's the one of the reasons why I've never done grocery store pickup is because I always like to pick my own bananas because I feel like they give me two yellow bananas.
Oh, they give me green ones. They've given me both, but I rather have the green ones.
I'd rather have the green ones because it's like, because I don't eat them right away.
Right.
And so this way it gives it a chance to ripen up. And I don't want them to go brown. When they go brown, that's the worst.
Yeah. Clearly,
would you rather brown or whatever you're doing right now?
Good question. I'd rather brown because then I could turn into banana bread.
Yeah, exactly.
Banana bread. Do you know, do you ever, I know someone who will only eat them brown.
Ew.
And that's my mom.
Your mom?
Yes.
It's about to go Satan.
She loves brown bananas. Ew.
That's weird.
Isn't it weird? Oh.
This is Midge we're talking about?
Yes. Oh. Okay, I'm going to tell her that she's weird and I'm going to say that you guys agreed with me.
I don't like that.
I mean, yeah, I don't need to be hated by any more people in this world.
Yeah. Yeah, she likes brown
bananas.
I'm
usually pretty good with parents.
Yuck.
Are you guys good with parents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I did, my best friend, mom, she just called me Eddie Haskell.
Oh, no.
You are an Eddie Haskell.
I was with her. I was with her. It was
That's
funny.
Not necessarily a compliment.
It's not a compliment.
No, it's not.
But she loved me. She loved me.
Yeah, sure. Sounds like it.
Okay.
When I love people, I usually somewhat insult them. So
no, actually some truth in that.
Yeah, you got to know someone enough.
Oh, no.
I pick on Mel all the time because I love her.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I pick on you guys too, like I did this morning with this shirt that you're wearing. I'm like, you never wear that. I don't know. It's very odd to me.
Just not wearing
baby
any color.
Blue.
I will give you this. I do not wear color very often at all.
I know.
There are a few times.
Yeah. Because it's like such a light blue, like a Tiffany blue, you know?
Yeah. Because like if I was going to wear blue, I'd probably wear like...
A dark blue.
Yeah, like a royal blue or something.
Yeah, right.
Like a Dodger blue or something. Cubby blue.
I just realized, I think today was the second time ever I've had to send out a Zoom link invite for work.
In your life?
Yeah. Because our job, we don't ever really have to do it. Zooms.
Our boss sets up Zoom links this year to us.
Why, you having a problem with it?
No, it took me a while this morning to set one up. Made me feel like a dum-dum.
Did you guys ever watch the show Zoom on PBS?
Yeah, I submitted a game for that.
Was that the Zooma, 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 Zoom?
Yeah, Zoom, Zoom, Zoom.
Wait, I think you guys are singing two different songs.
No. Zooma, 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 Zoom.
Come on, give it a try.
It was like a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And like a, just a set. With
come
like
on
really cool.
And Zoom. Come on and Zoom. Come
yeah,
on
I know that
and
part.
Zoom.
Yeah. That was a fun show.
Yeah.
But they would sometimes put it on when they wheel in the TV cart into school.
They would I had a friend who got a joke on that show.
Really?
He didn't tell me till we started hanging out more in middle school, but then when we were in high school, Zoom got brought up. He goes, yeah, one of my jokes made it on there.
I think I submitted a joke to Zoom.
Are you serious?
Did you get it on?
No, I watched for like a month.
Not surprised.
Oh, that's what they do. That's how they get you. That's how they get their viewership. You submit a joke and then they got you watching.
I mean,
for like
a month. Because you want to see if they take it.
That's smart. Boston, Mass. 0-2-1-3-4. Send it to Zoom.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't remember that. You know what I do remember is... Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
No, that one went over my head.
Do you remember that
too? That was Crime Dog.
Yeah, right.
Crime Dog.
Yeah.
Scruff McGruff.
Fred McGriff.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Oh, one time I called into, do you remember Saturday Night Nickelodeon? SNICK.
SNICK
is what they called it. With the orange couch.
Yeah. You could have won the orange couch.
Me and my sister called into their toll-free hotline one Halloween because they were doing a contest and we wanted to win it so bad. And so we called and I would be on one phone and my sister would be on the other phone. And my sister would be on the phone with, this was like new technology at the time, remember? With a button on the phone that said redial.
Oh.
And all you had to do is press the button and whatever number you previously called, it would just redial that number.
Right.
Oh, that's how redial works?
Yeah. Well, I was on the phone without that number.
Oh.
So every single time I had to punch in the number and then it'd be like either busy signal or be like, oh, I'm sorry, you did not get through. Please try again.
Would it ever go do, 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 like that loud noise?
Were you singing Zoom again?
Wait, what was that? What is that?
It would go do, do, do. The number you have dialed is not...
I didn't know where you... I thought it was like a song.
Do you know
like,
what I'm talking up. About?
Yeah. Like that like phone alert. Yeah. No, I never got that, but I would get the... like the busy signal or whatever.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you would just call in. They'd be like, we're sorry, you did not get through. Please try again. And you're like, oh. So then I would have to hang up the phone, pick it back up, redial the number. Meanwhile, my sister's up there just making... 10 more calls a minute than I am because she could just hit one button, redial, and boom. We never ended up getting through. We didn't win anything.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time that I was in sixth grade? I think it was sixth grade. And I would call this number sometimes multiple times a day to get a weather update. And they would charge you for it. It was a charge.
No. You wouldn't just go outside?
And I would listen to like, okay, now it's 71, now it's 72, now it's 73, because I'd be like, okay, now I can go outside and lay out.
Stop.
We've talked about dumb things to spend money on. That has to be up
you
there.
You called
my
the number. How much
got
was it?
So
it was
mad.
Like,
it was
I
like
guess it was long distance, right? It was like a 1-900 number?
Yeah, it was. And so my parents got like a $250 phone bill.
Oh my God.
They were so mad at me.
Yeah. You want to talk about high phone bills.
Yeah.
One time at a sleepover at my buddy Brian Kahn's house. Brian Kahn, huge Illinois fan.
Love to hear it.
It was me and a bunch of buddies and we called, you remember Miss Cleo?
Oh, wait, that sounds familiar.
Tarot card reader.
Call me now.
Yes. Yeah. We called her and we were like, oh, we're going to get through. And we got through to like one of like the operators and we were like, we were prank calling her. Like I was doing some silly voice or whatever. And we're like, hey, okay. If you can read the future, we're very, we didn't believe in it. We're like, if you could read the future, tell us how many people are at this sleepover right now. And she was like six. And I turn around and I count. I was like, oh, she's good.
How'd she know?
Yeah, I was like, okay, well, what's going to happen to me? When will I find love or something like that? And she gave me some bogus answer. And I was like, I don't believe
you. Liar.
I thought he was going to come back and go, and then I met Meredith.
Meredith,
she was right again.
Your second senior year of college, you will meet a young woman named Meredith. Yeah, okay, sure.
Classic.
Yeah.
I was like 22 and I went to one of those fortune teller, reading things. And it stuck with me. It's so weird. It's the weirdest thing that stuck with me is she said that I needed to be careful when I'm old because I need to watch out for like cancer in your bottom.
Oh, geez.
Or like I was going to have like butt issues or something. What?
I thought you could have gone a number of different ways.
I know.
I thought you need to watch out for grown men.
No.
Taking advantage of you.
No.
Isn't that a weird thing to tell me?
Just butt cancer.
Yeah, isn't that a weird thing to tell me, though?
That is a weird thing.
It stuck with me.
Oddly specific.
If you get butt cancer, though, that's going to be wild.
Have you been checking for butt cancer lately?
No.
You should go to your doctor. I would check.
Maybe I should.
Go. I would.
You
want
to check?
No, 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 I would check.
Pervert?
If I have.
Pervert?
I was
yeah, perv.
Ew, gross.
Okay. You're disgusting.
Gross.
Mel, I want to check for your butt cancer. Bend over. No. I Ew, no. Yeah. You know what's funny is we didn't think anything of calling Miss Cleo until like a week later. Oh. All of the guys who were at that sleepover had to go over to Brian Kahn's house. And we sat down. I'd never been in Brian Kahn's living room. He's one of my best friends. I'd never been in his living room until this moment. Okay. We had to sit in the living room and both Mr. and Mrs. Kahn were like, hey guys, we got the phone bill.
Jeez, how much?
I don't know, but I said, he asked me, he goes, hey Austin, how much was that new bike you just got? And I just gotten this brand new BMX bike that I saved up money for months and months. And I got it and I paid for it with my own cash. It was a brand new red BMX. It was like $210.
That's an expensive bike.
It was an expensive bike.
It's expensive now.
It was a nice bike.
Obviously.
And he goes, how much was that new bike? I go, like, I say, he goes, because I guarantee you this phone bill is higher.
Oh.
And I was like,
how much really? Was it?
Yeah, how much?
Well, they were going to make us all pay for it, like have us all chip in and pay for it. And like, then our parents, you know, get our parents involved. I don't know how much the phone bill was. They never told us. But he did tell me it was more than my bike, which was, that was all I needed to hear. And, but then they refuted the charges because we were under the age of 18 and you had to be over 18 to call.
Oh.
And so they were like, these kids were under 18. Like
they got away with that. Huh? Wow. Today you wouldn't get away with that.
Because no. Legally, I mean, we weren't allowed or whatever.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So we weren't responsible for the charges, but yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I got off. I bet Miss Cleo couldn't see that coming.
Yeah. You didn't get your bike taken away either. So
no.
That's
no,
good.
No, no. My mom eventually sold it like 2 years ago, which I was a little sad about.
2 years ago.
Miss Cleo would have predicted
that. I took
that
bike to college with me. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Miss Cleo like told that. Me I would.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.